God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. No unlucky ones. Not even one or two individuals that it wasn't quite time for them to be healed. Not even one or two that it wasn't God's will to heal. How many? Healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Oh friend, this is redemption. This is redemption. So when people say, well, healing's not for everybody. You just got saying redemption's not for everybody. Jesus, the same time He bore our sins, He took our sicknesses and carried our pains. To say healing's not for everybody is to say the work of the cross and redemption is not for everybody. That's not true. It is for everybody. Everybody that'll believe. Go to Mark, please. Let's look at Mark's account of this same healing. Mark chapter 1 and verse 22. They were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. He didn't theorize. He proclaimed. He declared. Amen? He didn't come and say, Rabbi so-and-so has this position, but other Rabbi so-and-so feels this way about it. And that's what surprised him, the people, because Jesus said, this is it. Spirit of the Lord is here. Amen. He's anointed me. Amen. Amen. For deliverance and healing and blessing and seeing. And then he closed the book and said, today, this is happening right here. Amen. Right now, today. This scripture's coming to pass in this service. Amen. Well, see, the scribes never talked like that. They talked about this dispensation and that dispensation. And way back when God moved with Moses, and one of these days, some way, somehow, God's going to come and move. But you never talked about today. Because that just means something's got to happen now.
Amen.
And we got to play it safe, because what if nothing happened? You know, then we'd look bad. And I'm understanding a lot of folk today, bless their hearts, they talk about how God moved. Oh, how God moved way back when. And one of these days, a move's coming. Oh, a move is coming, and it's always coming. But Jesus is the great I am. Hallelujah. And how many know today is the accepted time? Now is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. If you'll believe and not harden your heart, you can receive today.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Can I be healed tonight, Brother Keith? Yes, you can tonight. Healing is here. In the house. The healer is here. He didn't come without his healing. He's here. Anytime God is here, he didn't leave his power at home. He's here with his power. Amen. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. In Mark, are you there now, the first chapter? Mark 1, 22, they were astonished at his doctrine. He taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. He got results too, didn't he? Because he didn't mealy-mouth around. How are you going to get results? You must speak with authority. You must be bold. You must know what you know. Know what you believe. You must be fully persuaded. Why do people mealy-mouth around and go, well, we just hope so, and we don't know, and you just never know? How many Christians quote that? Like it's a Bible verse. Now, you know that's one of my little soapboxes I get on sometimes. But people do, don't they? They try to look wise when something comes up and they go, well, you just never know. Like that's supposed to mean something. Where'd you find that in the Bible? Where's that at? First imaginations. You just never know. Somebody dreamed that up. It's not in here. Can you know if the Lord told you He would do something? Can you be confident that He will do what He told you He would do? Yes, you can. So then you can know what God will do. What He told you in here He would do, He said, you do this and I'll do that. Then if you do this, can you count on it? He'll do His part. You can count on it. There was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out. He said, let us alone. What have we to do with you, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? I know you who you are, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him. He said, hold your peace. Come out of him. When the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out, and they were all amazed, insomuch as they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with what? Authority commands he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Everybody say it one more time. Authority.
Authority.
Authority. Immediately his fame sped abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered to them. Glory. How many believe this happened exactly like we're reading it? This is not a fable. This happened exactly like this. Peter's a real man that lived. He's in heaven now. He was married, had a wife, had a mother-in-law. Mother-in-law had a fever. It happened. It was a day. Amen? This is a happening. This is a historical event. He came and took her by the hand, lifted her up. The fever left her. She ministered to him. At even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased. Word got out about people being healed. Them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. Now go to Luke and let's read Luke's account. How many believing with me this evening?
Amen.
Luke chapter 4. As we said last time, what are we looking at? We're looking at the ministry of Jesus. The ministry of Jesus was and is a direct revelation of the will of God for all people for all time. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Right? So when we see Him healing people, we are seeing the unchanging will of God for all people for all time. Luke 4 and 38. 4:38. Jesus arose out of the synagogue. Luke 4:38. And entered into Simon's house. Say it one more time. Peter had a house.
Yes.
If Peter can have a house,
I can have a house.
And Simon's wife's mother, somebody said, well, I don't want a house. Well, you won't be bothered with one then. Okay, I'm not trying to push anything off on you. I like my tent just fine. Well, great. Praise God. We're all happy. But this is for people that are believing for a house. Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever. Now, see, Dr. Luke gives you a descriptor. We saw that last time, didn't we? He'll give you a diagnosis. She didn't just have a few degrees temperature. She had a great fever. So we know the woman, she wasn't just a few degrees high. She was delirious, perhaps in serious trouble. And the Bible says they besought him for her. Well, Peter must have liked his mother-in-law. Right? He said, and not just him, but the other guys did. Well, you can see a lot about her. What's the first thing she did when she got healed? Didn't say, hey, y'all gather in the living room. Let me tell you about my experience here. Let me tell you how the glory came on me and healed me. Now, first thing she does, gets up and starts serving people.
Amen.
Does that make any difference in somebody else being able to plead your case when you're not in position to? Let's camp on this just a minute. Hold your place here. Go to the book of Acts. This reminds me of another woman that you read about in the book of Acts. Anybody know who I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about Dorcas. 9:36. Let's read this and then talk about it just a minute. Acts 9:36. There was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, and which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works. I believe it's a Williams translation says she had filled her life with good works and alms deeds, which she did. Now, alms deed is giving to the poor. So this woman didn't just do one or two nice things. I mean, she had filled her life with good works and giving to the poor. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. Now, let's just stop right here. Somebody might say, well, I don't understand that. She was a good woman. How come she got sick and died? Well, you know, whether you are a Christian worker or whether you're a minister, you might have a healing ministry. You might be specially anointed to minister to the sick and preach healing. That means you're specially anointed to minister healing. Doesn't mean you're specially anointed above everybody else to receive healing.
Amen.
You've got to receive healing just like everybody else.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if you violate natural laws and disobey God, or if you don't use your faith, then you're going to have problems. Right? And I think some people have thought, well, because, you know, God used me to minister healing to others, that just automatically takes care of me. No, it does not. God doesn't play favorites. You have to use your faith just like everybody else.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Peter's Wife's Mother, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R620. That's R620. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God. Be to God. God.